give you the link for the Dhammarastakam prayers. And we can all, there's a PDF file. We can all turn to that page and then you can read along. Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj?
Yes, Maharaj.
Would you like to sing the Dhammarastakam prayers?
Yes, if you...
Oh, we'll be very happy if you can do that. We won't repeat because it's not... there is... two sides of the microphone are trying to speak, sending and receiving, then it blocks the sound. Seems the way the channels are set up, it's not set up for stereo. So you chant, we won't respond, and everyone can chant in their own house silently to themselves, or if you mute the microphone, then we can hear the chanting very nicely. Understand, Maharaj, what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe Maharaj, you can give some introduction about that Dhammarastakam to them. Everyone can listen, we can listen, Maharaj.
Well, I'd only say some prayers to Gurudev, okay. Mahaprabhu, and Vaishnavas, some namaste, okay? Omagina, Timirandasya, Ginanjana, Salakaya. Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadarhar, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, Srila Acharyadev Ki Jai. Go Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
So, Maharaj, can we add Sudhanshu Prabhu?
Huh? Sudhanshu, okay. So, Maharaj, if you like to begin.
Jai. Jai Hizaline Simadhuski Madhapuri San Maharaj ki jai. Jai. Guru Godanga Gandharva Govinda Sundarji ki jai. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. सो हिज होलीनेस श्रील श्रीमद् भक्तिमाधवपुरी महाराज ऑर्डर्ड मी टू सिंग the Damodarashtakam. This month, Maharaj told, is month of Damodar. And also, we are trying to observe the Damodar Vrata, Kartik Vrata, Urja Vrata. Very important month, and devotees, everybody know. And we feel very happy to sing this Damodarashtakam or read every day. It is told in our book that we must read every day for the satisfaction of Radha Damodar. So I'm trying to chant. Jai. Sri Radha Damodar Dev Ki Jai. Namami Sharam Sachidananda Rupam Lashat Kundalanga Kule Bhajamanam Jashoda Bhiyalu Kalabdhavamanam Paramrishtamattam Tato Dutta Gopa Rudantang Mohurnetra Jugmang Rijantang Karam Bhaja Jugimena Satanko Netram Mohusasa Kampa Tirekhanka Kanta Tita Gaivadamo Darang Bhakti Bhattam Iti drik salila bhi rananda kunde Saghosang nima janta makha payantam Todiyeshite geshu bhakta irjitatam Puna prematastam shatabritti bande Barangdeva moksham na mokshavadhimba No channang brinehang, bare sadapiha. इदंतेव पूर्णाथ गोपाल बालं सदा मनस्वा विरास्तं किमोन्नयि इदंते मुखाम्बजाम् अभक्तनीलयि मृतं कुन्तलै स्निग्धा रक्तैश्च गोपा मुहुश्चुम्बितं बिम्ब रक्ताधरां मे मनुष्यविरास्ता मलं लक्षलाभै नमो देव दमो दरानन्त विष्णो प्रसीद प्रभो दुःख जलाभिमग्न कृपादृष्टिवृष्टाति दीनं बतानो गृहानेश मामग मे दक्षिदीश मचौ बद्ध मूर्तैव जाद्वत् त्वयामचितौ भक्ति भजौ कृतौ च तथा प्रेम भक्तिं सकां मे ब्रजाच नमः शीघ्रमेऽस्ति दामोदरेह नमस्त्यस्तु दाम्ने सुरदीप्तिधाम्ने तदीयदरायथ विश्वस्य धाम्ने नमो राधिका वै तदीयप्रिया वै नमो राधिका वै तदीयप्रिया वै नमो अनन्तलीलाय देवाय तुभ्यं नमो अनन्तलीलाय देवाय तुभ्यं नमामि सारं सच्चिदानन्दरूपं लसत्कुण्डलङ्ग कुले भ्राजमानम् राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर
Maharaj, do you think that anybody can read that translation also?
Yes, we'll have the devotees each can read one verse. Mati, would you like to begin? Read the first verse, and then we'll go down the line and have everyone read one verse.
Okay.
Mati, would you like to read the first one? We can't hear you if you have your microphone muted. Huh? Are you speaking?
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
A little louder, yes. Yeah, so if you can make it a little louder, your volume.
Imagine I'm having a problem opening the document. It's not opening.
Oh. All right. I'll paste it here, and then you can read it, okay?
The supreme controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistering earrings swing to and fro, who manifests himself in Goloka Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yasoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodara, I offer my humble obeisance.
Okay, thank you. Jonathan Prabhu, would you like to read the second one?
Who?
Maharaj.
Jonathan.
Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and as Mother Yasoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright, and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances.
Okay, thank you. And then
Mother Priya?
I don't know how good my mic is.
Huh? Okay, yeah, we can hear you.
Those who for excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodara, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times.
Thank you. And then, Renuka, would you like to read the fourth one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. Oh, Lord, I do not even want to know your future of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart.
Thank you. And then Savitri, number 5.
Oh Lord, the cheeks of your lacquered lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yasoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind.
Thank you.
Maharishi, what is bimba fruit?
Bimba fruit? I don't know. Maybe, Tirtha Maharaj, do you know? I never seen the bimba fruit. I'm not sure what that is.
Yes.
In India, they
may be...
Huh?
It is called pomegranate.
Pomegranate. Okay. Pomegranate. Very good. You know that? Pomegranate, right? Savitri, you know?
Pomegranate.
You know that? Pomegranate?
I find it out. No?
Pomegranate is that...
I find it out.
With the red, with the red seeds. With the red seeds in it?
Anar. Okay. Okay,
anar.
Okay. Very good. Then Sudhanshu, number... number 6. Sudhanshu, would you like to read?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Actually, I'm on my iPhone, so I cannot read the verse.
Okay. Then we'll have Sushin or Purushottam. Would you like to read?
Yes, Maharaj. 6, Maharaj.
Huh? Yeah.
6.
Yes.
O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy on me. Afflict me and protect me with your nectarian vision. The 7th reading.
All right.
O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby mother, Yashoda, O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuber, Manigriva and Nalakubera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in this same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence.
All right. And then Vincent Prabhu? Would you like to read the last one? 8?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound by a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope, I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and to your unlimited pastimes.
Thank you, Prabhu. And we'd like to welcome Pradyumna Prabhu and Jagmohini Devi, Dandavats Prabhu. We're just reading from Damodar Astakam. This is Damodar Month, so We are reading each time we have Sangha, we'll read the Dhammarastakam prayers. And then today, the regular topic, we are reading from the Benedictine tree. And we're on page 23. I'll send you the link. And Tirtha Maharaj is kindly reading for us and giving his explanation. Page 23 of that PDF, if you'd like to follow it. Maharaj, would you like to read?
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Jai. Demolishing Pillars of Ego, a lecture given on the island of Maui, Hawaii, His Divine Grace, by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. Why have I come here to the West? Many times I have thought about it. The devotees have spent much money for my world tour. I do not know how much they have spent, but I am thinking that for me it is far too much. However, I must give something to my friends, to my god brothers, to the devotees and sincere seekers. I must give something, but what shall I give? I can only give a connection, and sometimes I can rectify. If anyone has any questions, or if anyone has any deficiency, or any doubts about Krishna consciousness, I shall try to remove these. I will try to give some nourishment to them, and I also will get some mercy from them. That is my wealth, and that is why I have come out from Navadvip. I know what is the position of Guru. Guru is not Laghu, light. The Guru never has a light position. But I am very tiny and a conditioned soul. So in which way will I give advice to others? However, it is my good fortune that I have that type of Seva. It is very hard, Shepa, and it is very hard to continue it, actually. It is hard in this way. First, we must prevent ego from coming to attack. Ego is a very bad thing for the practitioner. In the scriptures, we see, Ankara nibrityanam kesvana hi duraga ahankara jutanam hi madhe parvata rasaya brahma vaivarta puran. The position of Krishna is that he is very near and dear to everyone of us. But why are we not feeling his presence within our heart? What is the cause? We must try to search the cause. We have received the Harinam Mahamantra from a great guru. But how much actual progress are we making? This is necessary to consider. A schoolboy receives every week or every month a progress report which he shows to his guardians. This is my progress report. Similarly, 24 hours pass every day. What is our progress report in Krishna consciousness? This we must realize. We have a grand guru, Srila Guru Maharaj, and a grand guru, Sri Guru Maharaj, and a grand guru, Srila Swami Maharaj. They are worldwide gurus. And we have gained a connection with them. We are so fortunate, no doubt. But what seed have they have given to us? And have we planted it properly or not? Is it showing its form? It is showing its form and glory or not? It is present in our heart. But it is necessary to realize how much it is showing itself. We can say that this is one kind of self-realization. In this way, it is as a reminder of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj that we are meeting here. Also, we can discuss together how much progress we have made in the line of Krishna consciousness. If we have not progressed so much, where is the deficiency? It is necessary to know. The scripture said that
Krishna is living within the heart of everyone and in all the environment. The scriptures also say that it is possible to see Krishna. He is present everywhere. But why can we not see His presence within our heart always? One very big obstruction to seeing Krishna is ego. We have freedom. Everybody has freedom. And through freedom, ego is growing. But in one way, freedom is very good. I shall give an example. I have freedom of my tongue. I have a tongue. And that tongue can taste many opulent things. It can taste many opulent types of prasad, such as sweets and honey. But it is also within the freedom of my tongue to always taste bitter things. Krishna has given the tongue and all the senses for service to Him. But at present, we are not using them for that. We are eager to make ourselves like pillars of ego, thus preventing ourselves from making much progress. It is necessary to remove the ego from between ourselves and Krishna. Ego is in between us and it works in a very bad way. We must remove it. But ego means what? What does everyone need? Everyone needs some position. Everywhere we see it. But it is necessary to know what is our actual position. Otherwise we cannot understand Krishna consciousness. If such inquiring feelings do not arise within us, then Krishna consciousness actually is not possible. Mahaprabhu is Himself, Sri Radha Krishna. And did He say? What did He say? He appears in this mundane world for our supreme benefit, no doubt. But He has some interest to taste the supreme devotional mood. He wants to taste in which way it is playing between Krishna and the devotees. Shri Radhar Bhavaloya Chaitanya Avatar Yugadharma Nama Prem Koila Parachar Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna is very beautiful. Reality is beautiful. That is the form of Krishna. Krishna's beauty is such that no other incarnation can compete with Him. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkar Lila Kallala Varidhi Atulla Madhura Prema Mandita Priyata Mandala Chaitanya Chaitanya. Krishna is playing with the gopis and there everything is automatically serving the whole environment. The play of Krishna is going on there like waves in the ocean. Full happiness and full joyfulness are present. It is full of divine love, ecstasy and nectar. In the Leela of Krishna, those waves are always playing. Krishna lives with such loving souls who always try to serve Him in every way with their full energy. The Krishna conception is full pleasantism. And they are using their full energy in serving Him. They are always playing with Krishna within the four types of rasas. Somebody feels, I am the servant of the servants of the servant of Krishna. Someone else feels, Krishna is my friend. Krishna and myself, we are equals. We shall play together in the playing ground. Such a person will join with others to take Krishna out from his house and go to grass field or within a cave. They have the form of coward boys and they play with the Krishna in many ways. Others think Krishna is my son. And they show much affection in the mood of Vatsala Rosh. And others are in the supreme Rosh, Madhur Rosh, the ecstatic divine relationship of consorthood and paramour love. Krishna is not born from the womb of other ladies, but each of them are thinking, Krishna is my son. Even the cows are thinking, Krishna is my son. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that all the rasas are playing in a very ecstatic and joyful way in Vrindavan. Divine love is always playing there.
Trijagan Manasha Karshi Murali Kalakujitaha Ashamanaudha Rupa Sri Bhismapita Charachara Chaitanya Chaitanya. Krishna plays his flute and everybody keeps contacted through that sound. When Krishna plays his flute, Mother Yashoda and other ladies with maternal feelings towards him think Krishna is hungry. He wants to take some food and nourishment. And the coward boy, friends, coward boyfriends of Krishna think, oh, Krishna wants to play with us. Now we shall go. Krishna is playing his flute and calling us. In this way, the flute always keeps connection with the whole of that environment. The sound of his flute overflows from that plane and goes everywhere. Everyone becomes puzzled, like Brahma. He thinks, this is not my sound. I am the creator of the whole universe, but this is not my sound. Where does the sound come from? Anandadeva has the form of a snake, and on his head the planets are present. It is described that this entire universe is upon his head. But when that huge Anandadeva heard the warbling of that divine sound, he also was puzzled. Whole universe become puzzled to try to understand from where this sound is coming. And not just our universe, but all the universes. Their sound sometimes come to other universes also. Just like lightning which sometimes flashes through the sky, illuminating it for a moment. But Krishna is just playing. Krishna does not know. And he has no time to know who he is. He is always intoxicated with the devotee's love. And in a loving way, he always plays in Brajadham, Vrindavan. That is his position. Utulla madhura prema mandita priyama mandalaha. His transcendental land is such that service is always going on there. And we are connected in that line. Srila Guru Maharaj gives a very nice examples of how we are connected with that world. Our connection is through the telescopic system. We cannot see how many stars are present in the sky. We cannot see them either in the daytime or in the night time. But through a telescope, we can see many stars and planets. And our telescope can show us even more. Transcendental knowledge comes down through the telescopic system of the Guru Parampara. Actually, that plane is our home. And we have shelter there. But only through service and hankering can we enter. Through the mood of hankering and the mood of service, we can go to that plane. And that plane is transcendental and infinite. Krishna can appear anywhere and everywhere at any time. It is possible by his will. We cannot control that. If an ant runs on the floor in front of me, he does not know I am sitting here. But if I touch the ant, he can understand. Something is touching me, but that touch depends on my will. Not he. I can withdraw my finger and the hand will no longer feel anything. In a similar way, transcendental knowledge comes down in this mundane world, but all is dependent upon the will of that infinite world. You have read in one of Srila Guru Maharaj's books that someone questioned him, if the finite can understand the infinite, then how can he be infinite? But Srila Guru Maharaj answered, if the infinite cannot make himself known to the finite, then he is not infinite. The infinite has the absolute right to do everything. Therefore, he can show himself also. We may be very tiny souls, but can show himself to us. But that depends upon his will, and we need to attract his will. His will means His mercy. We can only try to attract His mercy, otherwise it is not possible. We cannot go directly to the king. If we want to go to the king, we must first make some petition and identify ourselves and our wish. Our petition will be taken by an officer. Then it will be passed on to someone else, then another. In this way, our identity will become known, and when our petition will win approval, only then can we meet with the king. This is the procedure. And it is found everywhere. Not only for meeting the king, it also applies if we want to see the prime minister or any minister or official. Similarly, if we want to join in Krishna consciousness line, it is necessary to follow a proper line of approach. Srila Guru Maharaj called it the proper channel. If we come through the proper channel, we can easily go to that transcendental world. And then we'll be able to see what is going on there. From here we cannot understand, but it is possible for the transcendental world to appear within our heart. In which way will we actually get Krishna consciousness? Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grajyam Indriyai Sivanmukha Hi Jivhadu Swayameva Spurat Tadaha. We cannot chant pure Krishna Nam. So in which way shall we chant? The scriptures and saints all say that Krishna Nam and Krishna are non-different. His body is a transcendental body. His playing ground is a transcendental playground. And when he appears in the form of Harinam, that also must be transcendental. So how with this mundane tongue can we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? No bhavet grajya indriyai means the senses, the tongue, eyes, ears, nose and skin. We have these five senses and through them we can feel. But our senses are all mundane senses. So in which way will we chant and feel the transcendental Harinam? It is not possible by anything mundane. But if we gain a transcendental seed of Harinam, and if we can plant and mature it in a proper way, then it will appear in our heart. When he appears, I shall only be able to see him through transcendental senses. So my senses will be transformed in this way. And through those senses, I shall be able to see the play of Harinam. Sriman Mahaprabhu said that Harinam himself will appear within your heart. And when he will appear, you will then be able to feel his presence. You will be able to feel joyfulness and a living ecstasy. You will feel everything. First, we need a connection with the proper channel. Then, it is necessary to plant that within our heart. We have received that seed from a great guru. Then it is up to us to plant it nicely. The ball is now in our own court. And whether someone can score a goal or not depends on their own capacity. Capacity comes to us through the process of humility, tolerance and giving honor to others. Mahaprabhu expressed that mainly capacity means that without offense, we are to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we are able to chant in this way, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra must appear within our heart. The 10 kinds of offense are dangerous things. The main obstruction is ego. If we cannot first remove the ego, then in which way can we chant? Therefore, we must follow the 4 advice given to us by Sriman Mahaprabhu. Then the ego will go out and other obstruction will go out also. His advice is Ranado Pishunichano, Toruro Pishahishnuna, Amanina Manodeno, Kirtaniya Sadahari. one who knows himself as more insignificant than a blade of grass, who is as forbearing as a tree, and who gives due honor to others without desiring it for himself, is qualified to sing the glories of Lord Hari constantly. First of all, it is necessary to feel who we actually are and what our position is. Then the ego cannot come. And we must be humble. Tarurapi Sahishnuna means to be tolerant, like a tree. If you cut that branch of a tree, he will not protest and cannot protest also. Everything depends upon your will. But the tree treats you as his friend. If you cut his branches next year, he will still give fruit to you. He will not stop his benevolence. In which way does the tendency to be an enemy come in this world? Everyone feels the need to have some position, and each have the tendency to make all others lower than themselves. That is ego. But if we give honor to everyone, even to those who have no honor, they must be pleased with us. Therefore, if we can make ourselves very humble, tolerant, and in the mood of giving honor to others, not only by mouth, but actually by our nature, then the enemy tendency will not come from any other side. Everyone will become our friend. And if we give honor everyone, then no possibility will arise to make offense to the Vaishnavas. It is very difficult to know who is Vaishnava and who is not. We do not have that type of capacity. So in which way shall we decide? Therefore, it is necessary to always give honor to everyone. Srila Swami Maharaj generally instructed, chant Hare Krishna and follow the four directives. Your duty is to chant Hare Krishna without offense. In this way, you will get everything. And read the books. Why? It is necessary to read the scriptures in order to make yourself good. But it is not permitted to read all the scriptures. It is not permitted because we may not be able to understand the content properly. Jaho Bhagavat Paro Vaishnavir Sane Akanto Asray Karo Chaitanya Charani. If you want to read Srimad Bhagavatam, go to the Vaishnava who knows its real meaning. In front of him, you have to read the Bhagavatam. And in that way, you will gain some proper understanding. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand. I can read Bengali, and there is a translation of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in Bengali. Then why did Srila Guru Maharaj instruct me, you go to Swami Maharaj and read Bhagavad Gita from him? There is a reason for that. Srila Guru Maharaj explained, by this process, you will not go in the wrong way. Rather, your understanding must develop in the proper way. The Bhagavad Gita was the first of our books that I read. A child comes and makes an offering to Srila Govindana and draws his attention, seeing how the young children are coming and making offerings, and seeing how enlightened and attracted they are by Krishna consciousness. I am thinking, this is all the mercy of Sri Krishna. I am moved to see it. These small boys are very enthusiastic to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it is not only as a formality, but it is coming from their heart. It is genuine. They do not know about this mundane world and many things. But with the association of their fathers, mothers, and other devotees, they feel much inspiration to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They are so innocent. Sometimes we mention something to them to make them conform to customs. Oh, this is not good. This is not the behavior of a good Vaishnava. But who are we to tell them like that? We must also show them humility, tolerance, and honor. But humility and tolerance does not mean that if anybody kicks me, kicks my Guru Maharaj photo, or in front of me kicks a Vaishnava,
that I shall tolerate such actions. This is not the actual meaning. We must have tolerance of mind for anything against ourselves. If, however, we see too much disturbance, our first duty is to make ourselves as well as our dependents away from that place. We must leave such association. In this way, it is necessary to protect ourselves and the children. At the same time, the children must always receive some good inspiration. And I am seeing in the Western world that they are getting that. I was in Australia and seeing the mood of all the devotees and children. I was stunned. They are so enlightened with Krishna consciousness and so devoted. They gave me some photographs of us all together. And if you will see them, you will be happy to notice how nicely they are chanting the Maha Mantra and how enlightened they are with Krishna consciousness. Actually, it is all the property of our Gurudev. Now that chair of Guru has come to me, what is my practice? It is that my Guru has ordered me do this. Therefore I am doing it. But if any ego will come to me, then I will fall down. No doubt. Oh, I am a grand Guru. Why are you not giving respect to me? I have seen many examples of this. It is no joke matter. For 42 years I was with Srila Guru Maharaj. I did not go anywhere without his service. But all the gurus come to Srila Guru Maharaj. So it is my fortune that I have seen many things in their dealings and how they gave constant honor to others. Some of that mood I have also gained from them. Whenever they come to the moth, they would always give honor to the one another very nicely. Also my Srila Guru Maharaj, right up to his last days, expressed, I am a student. I am not a master. You are also student. You are all my friends and students. And I am feeling I am also student. I have received that teaching from my Guru Maharaj. And I cannot forget it. I am a student. I am his servant, and I am trying to serve his devotees. I have come out from India to serve the devotees. I have come by the will of the devotees for the service to the devotees and to give help to whoever has the devotional mood. I have come to help the sincere seekers who have eagerness for Krishna consciousness. I shall try to help them. If a blind man cannot cross the road, what shall I do? I shall take his hand and help him. Oh, come, you can cross the road now. In this way, it is help to others. Om Ajnanati Vrandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militan Jnana Tashmai Si Guruve Namaha. All the conditioned souls are blind actually. They can neither see the form of Sri Krishna nor the world of his transcendental affairs. They can see. So in this sense, they are blind. They are searching. Where is my property? Where is my property? It is their property. But they cannot see it. The following example is given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You are the full proprietors of a large wealth, but even though it is within your own home, you do not know where it is hidden. You do not know that it is hidden within you. In searching for it, if you go to the western side, if you go to the southern side, or if you go to the northern side, you will be cheated. You can also dig deep well, but you won't find any wealth there either. But if you go to the east corner of your house and dig there, you'll find it. This example is given, and the expert who knows that will show you wealth is within you. Try to get it in this particular way. Following him, you must be successful. Sannanta Vishay Amritasya Putra, we are all the sons of nectar. Sons of the nectarian ocean sea. Therefore it is necessary for everyone to discover that wealth and to find out that it is within. It is in our own heart. And it will be very helpful for us if anyone can show in which way we can easily discover it. This is Krishna consciousness. When we give knowledge of one's wealth to someone, he will adjust his own activities in order to try to discover it. He will develop the proper devotional mood. Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padra Sevam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Shakkhatma Nibedanam, Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischen Navalakshana, Kriyate Bhagavata Adha Tanmaya Tanmanne Dhita Muttamam. First is Sravanam, hearing. And if you can listen very attentively, then you can chant Kirtanam. Then comes Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Shakham and Atmanibedanam. These are the 9 principal kinds of practicing process. And you will try to do them. They give nourishment to the Bhakti Lata, the keeper of the Bhakti, the keeper of devotion. You must try to grow that keeper within your heart. Question. Srila Maharaj, you mentioned how Srila Guru Maharaj asked you to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita under the guidance of Srila Swami Maharaj, and that is that this process would keep you on the right track. Please, could you explain this further? Srila Govinda Maharaj, yes, I can help to explain it through the following example. When a railway carriage runs along the main track, it must not deviate to another track or become derailed. So the Guru Maharaj said, when I am not here, you read Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Srila Swami Maharaj. Stay on the track. That was his advice. Rather, his order at that time, he did not give advice to us. His order was sufficient. Since the day of my joining the mod, I have seen many things by the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj. I have also gained many friends, and they are all very good Vaishnavas. Srila Swami Maharaj is a very great Vaishnava, and when he expressed Govinda Maharaj is my son, it is a light thing. At that time, he was a grand world guru. In the meeting for the opening of the Mayapur Chandrudaya Mandir in 1973, he also told the gathering that he considered myself as his son and Srila Sridhar Maharaj as his Shiksha Guru. In the opening meeting of his temple, he expressed it. I consider this is one kind of honor for me, and it is a high fortune, otherwise I would not get this type of honor. But I know that I am a very tiny and fallen soul. And I always feel it. When Srila Guru Maharaj wanted to give his chair to me, I was very afraid to take it. I did not want to be a guru. Actually, I have some previous Brahminical experience. I was born in a family of Brahmins, and that family was a guru family. My father, grandfather, great-grandfather, etc. were all gurus. Being born in such a family, I know what is the position of a guru. Therefore, I was not eager to take the position of guru, and I did not want to play or pretend with others in such matters. That is not my nature. I therefore avoided Srila Guru Maharaj. I am a very fallen soul. I cannot be a guru now. You are guru, please, you continue. When will you be guru? I shall see later. More than 30 years passed in this way, but Srila Guru Maharaj was very knowledgeable in law, and he said, after giving this chair to you, if I live for at least 2 years, then you are firm. Otherwise, some legal disturbance may come. He explained that if someone gives any property to others as a gift, then according to the Indian law, it will be secure if he remains alive for at least two more years. Then Srila Guru Maharaj said, I shall not stay in this world much longer So you must take it at this time. What I am telling you is my last desire. If you do not take this now, I shall die today. Do you hear that? I wanted to wait 3 months more. So I said, Maharaj, I have not managed everything, so please give me 3 months more time. Srila Guru Maharaj replied, no, you must not. You must take sannyas the day after tomorrow. And that time you must take the chair of this mall. I shall give it to you. And if you say no, then I must die today. I told Srila Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, I am your goat, your sacrificial goat. If you want to cut my tail or if you want to cut my throat, that is your will. I am ready. When you are telling me this, what shall I do? I am ready for the sacrifice. Srila Guru Maharaj immediately called Sripad Krishna Saran Prabhu and instructed him, go and bring the priest. The day after tomorrow, Govinda Maharaj will take sannyas and I shall give all charge to him. I was afraid to see the chair of Srila Guru Maharaj. I did not want to be a guru. It was inconceivable to me, but I could not ignore it. I know what is the guru's position, therefore I was afraid. When Srila Guru Maharaj gave that position to me, from that day on, I thought that I must be humble, I must be tolerant, and I must give honor to others. These are the first qualifications I need. I must feel that I am a servant of the servant of the servants of Srila Guru Maharaj. What is the sannyas promise? And what is the meaning of the sannyasis tridanda? The meaning is, with my body, with my speech, and with my mind, I shall serve my Guru. I am promising this, and I am accepting the tridanda, so that by holding it, I shall always be reminded of my service. In this way, I promise to Srila Guru Maharaj, I shall serve you with my body, I shall serve you with my mind, and I shall serve you with my speech. I shall give this punishment to myself. I make promise in front of you and in front of the sacrificial fire. That is Tiddhanda Sannyas. Sannyas does not mean to be a guru, actually. But it means I must serve you with my full energy. I shall not spend one moment for any other purpose. That is real sannyas.
Okay. Maharaj, shall I continue?
I think we should stop now. We're we're reaching at the end of the Sangha. So maybe we should stop now. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Uh-huh. So very good. Anyone have any comment or anything to say? Question before we can end?
Maharaj?
Yes?
Maharaj, you know, I want to ask why this devotion is compared to the creeper? Like, why this analogy has been given? Like, this creeper example?
Yes. Maharaj, would you like to answer?
No, you give it. We shall hear. I shall hear.
All right. Let me see, where are we here? I'm trying to do two things at once. All right. So now, why do we call it a creeper? Well, it's like it begins, you see, Gurudev gives us a seed. He doesn't give us a full-grown plant. He doesn't plant something in our heart that's already grown, that's already developed. He's giving us a chance. Initiation means something to start with. We are trying to get out from the plane of exploitation, which is basically the plane of ego. Exploitation means I consider myself superior to my environment. If I consider myself superior to my environment, then I want to take everything for my enjoyment, my own enjoyment, and everything becomes the servant of my enjoyment. So that is ego. And then the seed of devotion comes when I recognize that I must surrender to something higher than myself. That means I must give up this ego, this enjoying and exploiting potential tendency, and try to take on the serving mood. So this idea comes to us when we approach Guru in the proper method, in the proper mood of humility and surrender, just as it explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Pariprateena pariprasneena sevaya. With humility and humble inquiry and service. So that's the first inclination we have, that first seed of submission, of service, of surrender, is given when we approach Guru and accept him as our master, our spiritual master. And then the seed is there. Now, our whole life, we have been in the position of enjoying the exploiting world. So to enter into the devotional world, the world of service and devotion and dedication and surrender, we require some development, removing all those bad habits of domination over the environment and learning instead how to become an unselfish servant. So that requires some development. And that development is called the bhakti lata, the plant, the creeper. A creeper means it grows slowly. And gradually it goes higher and higher. And the higher means that we are going more deeply into the world of service, the world of dedication. So we start from the exploitive mentality. We come to the position of surrender. And then we go gradually. We develop our mood of service and surrender more and more by the help of Guru, who is already engaged in that type of process of cultivating that kind of mood, service mood. So the idea of creeper or bhakti lata is to show us that this is a development process. Rupa Goswami has explained that the stages of that development also. Adho shadha tata sad sangata bhajana kriya tato nartha niviti sat tato nishta uchis tata, etc. Like that. So there are different stages we can use as markers, standards, to indicate how much we are developing that mood of service, and ultimately it will end in Krishna prema. That is the ultimate goal. That is the blossom, and the fruit of the blossom of that creeper will come when love of Godhead manifests itself within our heart. By grace of Guru Gauranga, that means Guru and Vaishnavas. All right, Maharaj, is that okay? Yes?
Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, you know, like creeper means, Maharaj, you know, it wraps around, you know, another, some support like that. And also, like, you are telling that watering means Shravan Kirtan, you told. So, Maharaj, you know, like, the wrapping around what grows. It is, creeper means, Maharaj, it wraps around something, some support.
Yes, it's dependent. So our dependence is on Guru and Vaishnav and Shastra. Hari Guru Vaishnav, Hari, the Lord or Shastra, Guru and Vaishnav. We require these things, that we're not impersonalists. The spiritual life is a life, as a full life. Is not merely a mental, solipsistic conception. not something to be cultivated merely within the mind or as isolated. And spiritual life is actual life, a life with devotees and the Lord. Everything is there, the paraphernalia. So it must be cultivated in that atmosphere. Otherwise we will miss the whole thing. We'll become isolated and impersonal. That's not what we want.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Anything else? Anyone? Okay. Then we'll end. Everyone can say Hare Krishna to one another if you like.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.